Harper One and Harper Audio present The Parenting Map, step-by-step solutions to consciously create the ultimate parent-child relationship by Dr. Shefali Sabari. This is the author. A note before we begin. For charts and tables to help you complete activities throughout the book, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/the-parenting-map. The names and identifying characteristics of some of the individuals featured throughout this book have been changed to protect their privacy. May this book serve as a wake-up call to all of us parents so we realize that our children are never ours to own, nor to control, manage, produce, or create. Their presence is bestowed upon us for one reason only: to ignite our own inner, prophetic, and profound revolution. May we all heed this call so that we can free them to be. My child, I feel no pain greater than your heartache, no joy greater than your triumph, no agitation greater than your tumult, no despair greater than your desertion. There is no emotion compared to what you invoke, no experience that comes near parenting you. No journey I would rather take than by your side. No adventure I would rather choose than to watch you grow. You, my dear child, are my greatest teacher. Through you, I learn how to love without control, to caretake without possession, and to raise myself before I raise you. In the face of your astounding radiance, I realize I am nothing. Yet the fact that you exist suggests that I am everything, as expansive as your heart and as limitless as your potential. There is nothing I can give you, for you already house the sun within. Iridescent and prismatic, inexhaustible and powerful beyond measure. I may give you birth and hearth, but without a doubt, it is you who have given me life and an awakening I could never have imagined on my own. And therefore, it is you who are my ultimate soul retriever. Preface. I just don't know what to do. All I know is that whatever I'm doing is just not working anymore. Diane's eyes were swollen with tears of helplessness and frustration. Her body was stooped over, and her hands were shaking uncontrollably. She was talking about the trials she was experiencing with her 9-year-old son, who was becoming increasingly aggressive and withdrawn. She didn't know where to turn. Was it his addiction to social media that had created this change in her son? Or his peer circle? Or school pressures? Or his dominating baseball coach? Or was she the cause, and the fact that she was busy with her 4-year-old daughter who had her own challenges?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?